thing I'm going to do, because the one with talented Steve Strass is going to be with you guys tomorrow. I want to go through all the behind-the-scenes stuff as well, too. So my plan is, if we get one show in before the Health Truck, or two shows in before the Health Truck, we're still in pretty good shape overall. But I do want to spend the last half hour talking about some more behind-the-scenes stuff, just so you kind of have an idea of how this is going to work. So we'll go from there. Tomorrow I have it planned out 6 and 6, and even potentially a scramble show, because at this point now, it'll be the fourth day of your strip that you've been working with by tomorrow, so we should be in pretty good shape overall. Thank you so much. All right, but a couple things, and one thing I just want to make sure I just kind of reiterate about the rundown sheets. So just make sure with the rundown sheet, so the reality check is everyone can have a rundown sheet for graded shows and non-graded shows, okay? And typically, if you're in production, you have access to rundown sheets, and rundown sheets are fine to use. So that's one thing. The only people who are actually going to get the scripts word for word, because again, this is like a six-minute news script, news brief. Typically, the news is going to be a lot longer, 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, and those scripts tend to run pretty thick. And sometimes it's like this. I got some in my office, and there's no way you can stay with these bad boys. But the point of the matter is, the only people who get word-for-word scripts are the directors and producers. And those are the two people on headset, usually in the back, calling shots, and then on your talent. So when you guys have your scripts in front of your rundown sheets, you can have them. Even on graded days, you can have them. You can mark anything down you want. Use it as a cheat sheet. In fact, usually I have the tape that's part of your tuition, okay, the Scotch tape. You can actually put a rundown sheet right on the viewfinder if you want to do that. Okay? But I don't want to see you going through the sheets word for word, script for script, unless you're a director or unless you're on your camera. Okay? If you're looking through it beforehand, that's fine, but you will get marked down for that on a graded day. Because what happens is people are looking through their scripts and reading, and they're not paying attention to the show. Okay? Make sure of that. All right, a couple things I want to kind of go through before we get going on shows. We're going to watch one of your shows. How exciting. But the one thing I want to talk about here is CG. Okay? And again, you guys all know the routine as far as getting your IDs in for your lower third fonts. Put the cursor right in front of the C in Chris in this case. Delete, type in the next name, file, save graphic. Don't save as. Okay? So that's kind of the same thing we've been doing. Any questions on that? Okay. One thing I want to get to here is just as far as your full screen. Now, again, there's a variety of different ways to do this. We're just going to do it the way, instead of potentially messing up font, messing up the fields, things like that, we just want to make sure that if you're the first CG, which next Thursday we have a new script, and we want to make sure that you're the first person, you're going to be in charge of putting these shows together, okay, putting these graphics together. So the main thing is, if I want to change colors up, a couple things I'm looking at, actually one thing I'm looking at, but you don't get confused by this. You see an F-box? An E-box and an S-box. Your concern, right around the top here, top middle, a little off to the left, there's an F-box, which is basically font or face color. Okay? There's a box and there's a little colored box next to it. Now, it doesn't really matter if it's white, green, blue, or red. Right now, it's white. So the main thing what you want to do is, let's just say, for example, you come in here and say, oh, my God, I want to change the colors because winners are in yellow, losers are in white, which is, that's what we want. It looks good, but I'm going to change it up just so you know how to do that. Let's just say, for example, I want to highlight Kansas City, and I want to change Kansas City to a different color. So what I'm going to do is just highlight Kansas City, and then in my preset shaders down here, I'm just going to left-click in whatever color I want them to be. Okay? So that's how we're going to change colors up. Okay? So I'm going to leave that red for no reason whatsoever. But I'm just going to leave it red for you so you guys can change that up. All right, so what we're going to do also is give you a white preset shader, because it looks like you don't have one here. The main colors we're concerned with here, quite honestly, are white and yellow. White for losers, yellow for winners. Now, again, let's just say for New York or L.A., I'm going to highlight L.A., and I'm just going to left-click on whatever box I'm looking for. White, blue, whatever. File save. That's as easy as that as far as changing colors up. Okay? The E for edge and S for shadow just change the shadow colors. Let's say, for example, if I want to change... I don't know, the edge color. Ooh, shadow. Let's go, I don't know, let's go fuchsia. Yeah, okay. Okay, we don't want that. Basically, black looks good. It's crystal clear, it's clean, it's crisp, it's easy to read, okay? Now, again, if you happen to be on one of these full screens, because sometimes people that have been to do this, like, oh my God, Tony, what is going on? You're ruining our full screens. Okay, I never saved it. If I never saved it, not a big deal, just click right back on it, okay? So just practice with that a little bit. Any questions on changing colors? And again, write these things down, because you still have a good month or so to get with me if there's any questions that you have on stuff, okay? Especially on graded shows, you're going to know everything you're going to do on Monday. So Monday you're going to get rotations for Thursday and Friday, so you know, oh man, I'm the first CG operator. We got a new script. Oh my God, I got to build these boards out. We're always going to give you templates. All right? The main thing is just putting in the right information, okay? Now, moving stuff around, again, I prefer you not highlighting and dragging it, because, again, these are layered in fields, and that can cause some problems, okay? Now, if I was just basically had one person, a CG operator for all quarter or one day, it wouldn't be that much of an issue. That we could just do a variety of different things, but you got different people every single show touching this stuff. So, let's just say, for example, I'm going to put my cursor on the line of the three in Kansas City, and right now I have a little course movement. There's a little tab on the bottom right here where it says course or fine. Right now it's course. So what's going to happen here is I'm just going to hold down the Alt button. That's the Alt button. And then use my arrows while I'm holding down the Alt button and move my three either to the left or to the right. If I want to go up, oh my God, or down. Okay? So that's kind of what you're looking at. Just hold down the Alt button and then left and right. And right now it's a course movement, which means it's kind of, look at it like a bunny rabbit. It's kind of bouncing around pretty good. Okay? But if I get my three under the six and I'm thinking, oh man, I'm just not quite where it wants to be, you know? Then what I'm going to do, I want to change this tab over here, of course. I want to change it to a fine movement. And what I'm going to do there is control, space bar, release. So control, space bar, release, real quick. Now your tab is in fine. So if your line that you're working with, put your cursor on the line at the three, hold down Alt, and then move my three, and it's going to barely move over. Okay? So that's if you have to fine tune stuff. Okay. Want to go back to a course movement, control, space bar, release. Control, space bar, release. Okay? And then Alt, and then your arrows move left or right. Okay? Because again, if I see something like this, that's 15 points. Okay? And again, CG is kind of a key deal, because it is one of those situations where, you know, honestly, if it's done right at the beginning of the day, we don't have much to worry about. If there's six or seven mistakes on this thing, everyone's kind of getting hit for that as we kind of go along. Now, keep in mind, if there's a scoreboard that has six things wrong with it, everything's jacked up on this thing. Again, we're looking, if you're on the second show or the third show or the fourth show, you only have 5 minutes between shows to get this thing right. I'm not expecting you to clean up all six problems, okay? But what I am expecting you to say, okay, at least you went in there and fixed up at least one of them, okay? You went in there and said, okay, you know what? Los Angeles should be in yellow. I changed the color on that, and I changed New York to white. I changed two of the six problems, or at least one of the six problems. I'm not going to mark you down for the other five, because you don't have time to fix them. Okay? So those are some things to kind of keep in mind. All right, any questions as far as changing colors? Any questions as far as moving stuff around and lining stuff up? Okay? You just want to make sure it's all lined up and looks good. If there's questions, please ask. You've got a month to get those questions asked. Thursdays and Fridays on graded shows, I can't answer those questions. Okay. I can answer them on Monday. Monday, I'm good. Okay, but Thursday is Friday. Yes, sir.
How do you save it again?
File, go under File, and then Save Graphic. Don't save as, just save graphic. Okay? Okie doke. All right. The engineering station, just real quick on the white balancing. We got some white balancers today. We're going to get you probably at the beginning, before shows start, or right around health truck time. The main thing with the white balancing, again, just as a key thing here, just as a general rule of thumb for white balancing, all you need really is just anything white. In this case, we have a nice white card specifically for white balancing, but you want that in the most lit area of the scene, which is typically right in front of the news desk or right on top of the news desk. Zoom all the cameras in. Don't need to focus. Just zoom all the cameras in on it. Lock it down. Just make sure your whole picture is in white. And again, the white card is in the most lit area of the scene, which would be the news desk. And then we perform the white balancing. Again, all the white balancing is doing is telling the camera what white is. If the camera understands what white is, then it's going to understand that gray should look gray, and black should look black, and green and blue should look green and blue. Okay? If we don't properly white balance, that's when you get colors are really kind of off. And typically you get a blue tint to all your video, sometimes a red tint, sometimes even green. So it's all screwed up. Okay, so we'll take care of that here in just a little bit. Any questions on engineering? Okay, main thing with engineering station, in preview, adjust quickly to get your shots the way you need them. Okay, if you notice something in program, adjust it very slowly. Okay, but again, iris levels should be between 80 and 100. That's your bright levels. Okay, and your pedestal levels, 7.5, which is the dashed line, to 10. Okay, and those are your lowest, brightest peaks. Okay, So again, if there's questions, please let me know. All right, so we have Ollie. Ollie's back out there because we're going to go over a couple things with Ollie the orangutan. Not a monkey. It's an orangutan. It's a member of the family. All right, so this kind of goes back to your handout that I gave you as far as the 6 or 7 steps to bring in chroma key weather. All right? So let's just say, for example, we're going to be on the switcher. We're going to be in black. Dr. Oz is on. Okay? Dr. Oz is on, so keep that in mind. We'll go over all this stuff with the switcher, and then we'll kind of get into the chroma key as well, the new stuff. So camera 2 will program, because that's what we're going to fade up on. Okay? Couple steps for weather. Chroma key and effects. Camera 1 and the key bus. Camera 1 is the only camera set up to do weather. That's the camera that kind of has the green, that lovely green wall color out of its memory. So those first two steps are on the sheet that I gave you for the chroma key. You can do that before the show starts. I'm a huge fan of doing as much before the show as possible. It's just less to worry about. So, yeah.
Can you do that one more time? Yeah. Just show
chroma key and effects. It says chroma key. That's the button. It says chroma key, and this is the effects keyer. This whole area here says effects keyer.
Okay.
So chroma key and effects keyer, because we're using a chroma key effect, and camera 1 and the key bus. That's the only time you need to touch the top bus.
And then
we're using a key effect.
Everything.
That just gets at least the first two steps in check.
Okay.
We can't put anything in a preview yet until we get to the point where we need to kind of mix the two together, which is after sports scoreboards. It's going to happen that way all quarter long after the sports scoreboard.
Is this on weather?
This is actually for chroma key. And right now, chroma key is weather. Later on down the line, we're going to use movies on the chroma key wall. So regardless, it doesn't really matter what the video is. It's a chroma key effect. All right. So yeah, it's going to be working for weather for the next couple of weeks. All right. Another thing. Brooklyn has a question. Yes.
Sorry. What are the other two at the bottom?
These here?
Yeah. Oh, the ones that are lit up. What are they supposed to start?
These here, right here?
Yeah.
Well, this is the program bus. This is actually, once we fade up from black, this turns red. Oh my gosh, don't touch. Because this is what's going to air. Okay? So that's why we don't want a hot switch during the show. The hot switch, there's a good chance you're going to hit the wrong button. And number two, you don't give the AD, the engineer, nobody a chance to look at stuff before it goes to air. So this is the program, and this is the bus you're going to touch pretty much throughout the course of the show while we're on air, is the preview bus.
Okay.
So this is all your ready stuff, and you'll see me kind of get to that here in a second. All right, so we're going to be in black and black, as Dr. Oz said so. So chroma key and effects, camera 1 and the key bus, all right? Now, the other things that I held off on, okay? All right. Is all this stuff at the top. It's your system control here. It's basically your auto transition rates. Okay. Now, a couple things that aren't going to change all quarter long. Number one is your fade to black. Now, your fade to black is over here, right? But we control what the frames are on the fade to black. Because you notice, when you hit cut, that's instantaneous. It switches. There's no time between. It's quick. All right? It's a blink of an eye. Okay. Fades up from black, real nice, right? We got it set at 30 frames. 30 frames approximately equals 1 second. Okay, so 30 frames is what you want on your fade all quarter long. Okay, and then we're going to fade to black, and notice it's 30 frames. Now, right now, up here on the screen, it says fade. Okay, so I can make this, 930 frames if I want. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fade up from black. Now that's 930 frames I just set this on. This is kind of like, getting up before everyone's up, a little cup of coffee, okay? Maybe the newspaper, people still use those things, okay? Mm-hmm. Hang out with the dog a little bit, sun's rising. This takes like forever, okay? 930 frames, we don't obviously want that. We want it set at 30. So take a look at this. I mean, you got your numbers over here. You got your tens columns. We don't want anything to do with the 100 columns. We don't want anything to do with 100 columns. Tens column, we just want it to be on 30. All right? I can set it to 34. I can set it to 54. But we just want to make sure we're on 30 frames per second. So we fade up and fade down to 30. Won't change all quarter. So something just to check before each show. Okay?
Just to make sure it's on 30?
Just to make sure.
Would it ever change?
It wouldn't unless the person before you accidentally hit it.
Okay.
Which happens once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, they may accidentally think they're on something else. There's a little selector switch because you can adjust the fade to black. Okay? Adjust that. You can adjust your auto trans rate, which is basically when we dissolve into full screens and dissolve out of full screens, and I think we dissolve the camera too for a four shot at the end. Okay? It's all color bar. So that's kind of your auto trans into the CG, ready dissolve CG, dissolve CG. So that's your auto trans. Then you can also select this to DSK, which is your downstream key. Okay? Downstream key, again, over here, controls your lower third fonts. Okay? And let me call up a lower third font for you. David Harvey, WNLD News. All right, so, now keep in mind, if you choose to use the DSK cut, downstream key, that's the cut. It's instantaneous. It doesn't matter what you have over here. Doesn't matter. Cut is a cut, okay? If you choose to say, I want to be creative, I'm a left side right now, I'm a musician, I'm an artsy type, I want to use the dissolve. Okay, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. Just make sure your DSK is on 17 frames. You go somewhere else, it may be somewhat different. I don't want to get you guys the wrong idea that, oh, well, you know, I'm a channel 4 tone, and I got to tell you something. All right. They use the DSK. I don't really matter. Okay, as I said, every station you go to, there's going to be some things that are different. Okay? But we here at the award-winning, I use that term very loosely, the award-winning WLD newscast, we are 17 frames. Okay? So if you're going to use the downstream key dissolve, it's going to take about 17 frames or roughly half a second or so. But you never have to worry about what that is if you're going to cut it, because the cut doesn't change. And then your auto trans, we're going to flip this over to auto, for now, is going to be set at 17 frames. So I'll tell you the two things that aren't going to change all quarter. Fade to black is going to be at 30, won't change all quarter. Okay? Because we're going to fade up the black and fade down, that's at the beginning and end of the show. Okay? Your downstream key dissolve will be set at 17 frames all quarter long. And that's, of course, if you choose to use the downstream key dissolve. You can just use the cut. You're not at the end to worry about it. Okay, so those two won't change all quarter. What will not change for at least a couple more weeks will be your auto trans set at 17 for your dissolves. Okay? Once we get into the wipe effects, a couple weeks, can't wait. It's my favorite transition. The wipe effects, we're going to give it a little more time. We're going to change it up a little bit. Okay? But auto trans dissolve, make sure your auto trans is set to dissolve at 17 frames. Okay? So it's stuff just to check and again, just to be aware of. Okay? But other than that, once we start up with the show, camera 2 and program, right? Camera 2 and program, because that's what we're going to start on. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fade up in black. And then anytime you hear the director say ready, ready camera 1, take camera 1, cut. Ready camera 3, take camera 3. Ready camera 2, fawn in. Downstream key cutter dissolve. Lose fawn. Okay? Ready camera 1. Take camera 1. Fawn in. Lose fawn. Okay? Ready camera 3 for sports. Take camera 3. Fawn in. Lose fawn. Okay? You got to get in the routine there a little bit. At some point now we're going to get into sports and your director is going to say ready dissolve CG. So again, CG means character generator. Care gen is what it says here. It's on CG. So ready CG. Okay, and hopefully, our guy over here, or gal, is going to say, oh, yeah, that's right, hold on a second. Don't catch me chasing waterfalls. I'll be watching the show. All right, rivers and lakes, okay? Remember, left eye. American League scoreboard is what we got first. So ready dissolve CG, and again, dissolve CG is your auto trains. That's set at 17. Ready to advance it. Don't do anything. We had a problem with that last week, didn't we? Ready to dissolve. Okay? We're not doing anything. CG's just getting ready to go to the National League, meaning double-click on it. And then advance it, this person double-clicks on the National League. Ready to dissolve camera 3. And it didn't say take, so that's not a cut. Ready to dissolve is auto-trans. Dissolve camera 3. Okay? Now we have the ready BTR for chroma key effects, okay? Which was all done for you last week. So ready BTR, and hopefully our tape operator has the weather maps queued up. So ready BTR for chroma key effects, all right, background and key 1 together. So remember the first two steps we did before the show started. It was chroma key and effects, camera 1 and the key bus. The other steps we can't really do until we get to after the sports scoreboards. When the director says ready BTR, which is your third step, and the fourth step is on your own, background and key 1, okay, because this mixes the two together. What we're doing is mixing the BTR, which is a weather map, and we're mixing that up with camera 1 with a person with a green wall behind them. When we hit these two together, we're mixing them together. And now we got this. Now I do have to call a piece of video here. So there's something up. Got a little black. It's fine. Here we go. Got it. Now I got Ollie the orangutan in there. Looks good, right? But this is honestly, again, on your sheet for the chroma key effect. You have your chroma key hue, gain, and clip. Okay? So if you happen to hit background and key and look up and say, holy cow, this isn't ready, okay? It's not ready. Oh, my God, what do we do? Well, basically, we have to use these to kind of bring this person in, okay? Or this animal in, okay? So in this case here, we have to say, oh, my God, I'm not ready. What am I doing? Oh, my God, okay? So I'm going to kind of give you the best case scenarios, and everywhere I go, these are a little different. Every quarter this seems to change. But what I'm thinking is, let me put this together here for you, make sure I know what I'm doing here first. Because sometimes these do change. Let's see, this is going to be, yes. Okay. Looks to me that the hue, which is the top one, is going to be right around the middle somewhere. Okay, when you're turning this knob, it goes, you know, basically left, right, and it doesn't go any farther than that. So the hue, which is the top one, you're going to put that roughly in the middle somewhere. The gain and the clip, which are the middle and the bottom, bring those all the way or most of the way to the left. Okay? So if this thing is totally jacked up, you're thinking, holy cow, what do I do? They're talking about Ted Musgrave and some crazy NASCAR story that no one cares about. I got 20 seconds, okay? Well, best case scenario at this point is, okay, I'm going to bring the gain to the left, the clip to the left. Bring this one right around the middle somewhere, and we kind of sort of got it, all right, but I'm using this and I'm not quite getting all of it in. That's when you just kind of fine-tune it a little bit with either the clip, all right, or even the gain. You just kind of fine-tune it a little bit, okay? So therefore, you kind of get it quick. And then once you have it, the director's going to say, roll tape, take effects, which is cut. We got the weather person on the air, okay? And again, it's just a situation that... When we get to next week's shows, because you guys are going to be so good at this, once we get to next week's shows, I'm going to have you guys basically try to get the weather in before every single show. Because next week shouldn't be much of an issue to get mic checks. Next week shouldn't be much of an issue to get your camera shots. Because that's, you know, you have 2 weeks under your belt with that stuff. So next week, then we're going to say, okay, you still got to do that stuff. However, we do have time to say, camera one, get a weather shot real quick, and in preview, while we're in black, we're going to get that in. So therefore, if we know we got it in before the show starts, we don't have to worry about this during the show. Okay? So, yeah.
So what do you press? So say you're, like, getting ready for weather.
Yeah.
So you press what?
Ready VTR for
ready
effects.
Ready VTR, and then
on your own background in Q1.
Okay.
And then you should have this. And if not, that's where you have to adjust these two.
Okay.
These three.
Okay.
Again, gain and clip all the way to the left, this in the middle, and then once you have kind of the person in most of the way and kind of sort of not, that's when you fine tune a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you want a green screen in the background right now?
No. This would be a green screen. We don't want that though. We're using the green screen to incorporate basically a piece of video on top of it.
Okay.
So we want the person, we want the audience and the person to see something like this, which would be a weather map.
Okay.
That's what we want. We don't want that.
Okay.
Yeah. A couple things do affect it. It could. Okay. And the reason I say it could is because a couple of factors. Number one, we always tell you guys as far as chroma key talent, try to stay about a foot and a half away from the wall. Because if you're casting a shadow, we're going to see that. Okay. So when you're out there and you're getting ready to roll, try to stay in the middle of the green screen. Okay, in between the two lights that are in front of you, and try to stay about a foot away from the wall. Okay, that's number one. Number two, if you're wearing something green, okay, and I don't want to say, like, for example, your lanyards. If you're wearing a shirt that has basically the same color as your lanyards, there's really not a whole lot we can do with that. Okay, we're going to see right through it. We'll just see just a head and hands. Okay, and you can say, right here in Kalamazoo, it's 57 degrees, so we're going to see that. Also, too, what affects it is if the engineer levels are too low. If the engineer levels on camera one are too high or too low, that can affect the scene through the chroma key. So keep that in mind. A couple things when you hit these things, you think, okay, I think we're okay, but man, the picture's like really high or low on the iris. Let's adjust that. Okay, next thing would be, okay, maybe it's the color shirt they're wearing. Maybe another thing is that the tail move, maybe another half foot away from the wall. Those are all factors that you got to keep in mind. Okay. So once we're all set with that, roll tape, take effects. Ollie's on the air. Once we're done with weather, director's going to say, ready camera three, take three, cut, and then background. On your own, gets ready. Okay? And then you move on with the rest of the show. Right. And again, keep in mind, I'll be there. Today especially, I'm right behind you. I'm right because I know even though it's the second week, that's the first week for some people to direct, or it's the first week for some people to switch, or it's the first week for some people to AD. So it's the first for a lot of things. And you had 5 to 6 days off. You know, other stuff going on, so you tend to get through. So. Right. Any questions on that?
This kind of is a little unrelated, but the director position, you know how you said you want us to not really use our script?
No, directors you should.
Oh, so always use that?
Yeah, you can have your scripts in front of you.
Or if we have a producer or a talent. Remember all those steps?
No. The main thing is, keep it this way. There's no B-roll for this thing yet, right? No video. That's starting next week. But the main thing is, like, when you guys are DJs, all right, when you intro a song and you have, let's say, a 15-second VO, and you intro it, and at 14 and a half seconds you shut up, posting up the vocals perfectly. Quite honestly, once you shut up and the song starts and vocals kick in, you're not really listening to the song. All you really care about is what? When does it end? Is it a cold end? Is it a fade in? Okay? Unless it's a little furry, maybe you want to listen to it. Okay? To each his own. Okay? But the point of the matter is you don't really care about the song. Same thing here as a director. When you say, all right, at the beginning of it, you say, okay, ready, take one, mic cue, font in. All right, look at program. Okay, loose font, ready, camera three. All right? As a director, you don't care about content. We talked Monday. Content is for the producer. You don't care about content. So once you get the take camera and the mic cue and everything's working, you got the font in, you lose the font, you're ready the next camera, quite honestly, you don't really need to look at the script. Who cares? But what you do care about as a director is, what's my last line? What's the out cue? Okay? So don't feel as though, man, I got to read every little moment where they're at. No, I would say, starting out, you definitely want to kind of read along where they're at, right around the last sentence of their story. Okay? Because you care about the out cue. You don't care about anything else about Recaro scenes. You know, you don't care about home foreclosures. Okay? You care about the last word, the out cue. Okay? So that's kind of what you're looking at with the director. That's why I'm going to try to, try to keep your eyes up. You know, give them those commands. Look up, look up, look up, look up. Okay? And make sure everything's working out. Okay? All right. Now, as far as tape operator, this is pretty easy stuff as well, too. I just want to kind of go over this one real quick, and the rest is just if there are any questions. Tape operator, again, this side over here basically controls the record side, and you can hit reset over here, and then when the director says, roll record, advise the speed, bing, play record, 5 seconds, give us a speed call. We'll try to get that done maybe 30, 40 seconds beforehand. Okay? You don't have to do anything else with it until pause record deck at the end of the show, which is just hit still. Pause and still mean the same. On the play side, a couple people forgot to do this. Rewind this tape on the play side, which controls this side. Make sure it's all the way back to the beginning. Make sure it's all the way back to the beginning because, again, everything's going to be in order. You got a countdown with your open, a countdown with your weather maps, a countdown with your close. Okay? So what you're going to do is we're going to shuttle this forward. And again, you got your toggle switch over here, which is going to shuttle forward to the right, backward to the left, and if you bring it right in the middle, it's going to pop. Okay? So what I want to try to do is try to get this right in front, right on the first second of the video. And all I'm waiting for is my director to say, roll it. Roll tape. All right, roll. Play. Okay? Now this plays. It's on the air. You don't want to do anything until you're off a program and the music's down. Once that's taken care of, then what you want to do, and you have plenty of time to do it, because there's no other news video or sports highlights, what you're going to do is basically just bring your toggle switch and bring it to the right. Okay, you bring it to the right, and you notice my shuttle speed right now is 4.1. You guys can't see that there, but it's 4.1, which means it's kind of taking its good old time. But quite honestly, folks, it's okay, because we have 3.5 hours before we need weather, and we got a lot of time. So we're just going to basically bring this back to the middle, all right? And pause it there, and if you happen to pause it around 4 and you know you got time, you can just hit play. Because, you know, we're far away from weather, and as soon as I see the maps, I'm just going to press the still button. Just kind of keep it there until I hear roll tape. Okay? And keep in mind, if this happens to be punched in, that's a jog mode, meaning it's going frame by frame. So if you have this going on where you're trying to get to the next thing, you're like, hold on a second, it's going frame by frame, but not really working on frame. Okay? Punch it back in, that gets into shuttle mode, which is going to go faster. Okay? And after the weather maps are done, bring it to the right, and we're just going to go through the countdown and cue it up to the close. Okay? And right now, again, this is 4.1, but there's no rush. And then once you see the video, try to bring it back to the middle. And again, I could use the jog easily here because I'm kind of in between the countdown and the video. I can punch this in if I wanted to. Kind of perfect it a little bit right about there. Beautiful. Punch that back in. Wait for my director to say roll tape. And to play and rock and roll. All right? Any questions on that? Any questions on audio, teleprompter, camera, floor director? Or anything else? Yes?
I have a question about the board you showed us. Everything that you showed us for the right board set again?
Everything what?
The right side of the board, like you said.
Oh, this over here?
Yeah.
This is just controlling that deck, which just records the show. Okay. That's all it does.
So what about the left side of
what am I checking?
You can hit reset over here to zero it out, and then director's going to say maybe 30 seconds or so before air, roll recorded by as a speed, just hit play and record, and then in 5 seconds, you just say speed.
Oh, okay.
That's it, and then pause it at the end. That's pretty much it. Okay? Any questions on that? Okay, and remember audio, please, 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 please have a rundown sheet. Okay? A lot of guys still guessing at the stuff. We don't want you guessing. Okay? All right. Let's watch a show, shall we? From last week. Very, very exciting. All right, this is going to be good. Again, my neighbors, family, and friends, we got to hang on this. No, no. All right. Lights, please, because we want this to work. All right? Okay, this was the first show on Friday, and we're really listening to the director's track, a little bit of the town. Okay? Oh, God, hold on a second. No countdown whatsoever. By the way, floor directors, you got to remember to count down out there. We'll get to that.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
A little drama, dramatic pause there.
My cue.
All right, so again, 5, 4, directors. You're watching the clock. You're verbal the whole time as far as your director. Okay, ready to fade up? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. As soon as you see the time, fade up and lock my cue. Right, okay? Floor directors, you're out here doing this. Okay? Here we go. In 5, 4, 3, verbally. And you kind of hang until you hear the director say, my cue. That's when you give a hard point. Okay? See, a lot of floor directors are not doing that. Okay, so you want to make sure you get their attention. You got to give the talent some warning. Okay? All right, so Mike Q, we finally got him rolling. Okay, look at that shot. We don't see the top of the set. We don't see the desk. Beautiful. This is the type of shot we're looking for at the start. And you guys as assistant directors, again, first shot you're looking for once mic checks are done. We got the crack in the middle. We got the two chairs in the corners lined up. Beautiful. If you're squared up to two, this is exactly what we're looking for. Very nice job.
Mike Q.
Okay, camera two is going to hang until we're told to move in.
Mike Q.
We don't have a run now. We jacked this up.
Time out.
Now, this is a rarity for me. This is honestly a rarity for me because I never go, oh, let's try it again. You know, it's the first show of the day and it's right at the beginning. What the hell? We'll do it over. But for the most part, I don't do that. So right away, just what we talked about, we had this problem the whole time, all day, on and off. Run down sheets for your audio people. You've got to have them with you. Because if you're guessing on microphones, you know, it's going to be some problems on graded shows. Okay? And again, it's one of those positions where, you know, it's kind of like trying to hit a fastball. If you're a half a second off, swing and a miss. Same time. It's not going to work. Okay? All right. Let's try it. 15 seconds left. Here we go. This will be good. I got a good feeling on it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. My cue.
Hit up the black, my cue. Black, there you go.
Camera 2, zoom in.
Okay, camera 2, zoom in. Let's check out the zoom. Pretty decent. Okay. Well, forget the zoom out part. Okay. The zoom in's good. We can even go a little slower. I like that because we tilted up and we zoomed in. That was good. But again, once you get to that spot, even if you think you went a little too far, and I'm talking a little too far, don't zoom out. And AD, don't tell them to zoom out, because again, we're going to be off the air in a couple seconds. So that little zoom out right there, everyone knows, even people who don't know anything about TV, oh, they made a little mistake. Just leave it there. Cool. Okay. Got it. You just got to play it off. So that's a nice zoom in. Again, don't feel afraid to go a little slower.
Rotate.
Shut up. In this case here, director, we're just going to bring the music up all the way, rip them off the air. He's not supposed to talk. Now, in this case here, we didn't have our video queued up. So, our pre-production, as far as tape operator, we were not on the right thing. So, in this case here, we had to go right to the camera. Okay. But again, good shot. Camera one was ready. Okay. 3 to 5 seconds on your IDs. There you go.
Ready, camera three.
Okay, so again, audio has issues at the beginning. Tape op, we weren't ready, so we just go right with the flow. Take camera.
Can you tilt down just a little bit? That's pan left.
All
right,
good right there.
Take three.
Take three,
Mike. Here.
There
we go. Come on in. Okay. Good shot. Notice we don't see any elbow.
Come on in.
And again, good double call on this as well, too. Okay, but again, a little bit of headroom, set it up in focus.
Loose one.
Okay, and we don't see elbows. We're around mid chest. That's where we want to
be. Ready, camera one.
So cameras and AD doing a nice job here, getting the shots set up. When you get a tail, make sure you have that hard copy with you, just in case the pronouncement goes out. It does.
Ready, camera one.
You're a little late, director.
Take one.
Okay, tail, you got to know where you're at, what your story is. Okay, unless we give you a mic cue over there again. So good. Now again, directors, on the very last word or the second to last word of the talent, we're taking the next camera. Okay, so we just got to make sure we get that going.
Ready, camera three.
Camera three, shoot sports. Now we got to look up, make sure that's being done.
All right, can you?
Okay. Can you? Now again, Cameron's did a really good job swinging over to sports, giving it all the way and focusing and getting this the mid shot. Top of decimal ahead. That was much better Friday than Thursday.
All right.
Take two.
Mike Q. Make sure Mike Q got a little jump. Yep. Just Q out there. Okay, both Cameron down stock. Mike's, both mics up. There's a rundown sheet issue again.
Take three.
Okay, perfect shot. This is exactly what we're looking for sports.
Fall in.
Okay, and again, good double call. It means we're basically looking at. But again, top of the desk, a little bit of headroom. Set up focus. This is perfect. This is exactly what we're looking for
Camera
three.
Weather. So
are we previewing?
Ready, dissolve, CG.
Okay, remember, ready, dissolve, CG. We'd be ready, CG over here. Okay, ready, CG. Kev, American League Board called up. We'll dissolve as an auto turn.
Thank you.
Dissolve, CG.
Okay, ready to advance.
Ready to advance, CG.
Ready to advance. Okay, good. We didn't advance because we said ready to advance.
Advance, CG. Advance, CG.
Okay, and again, good double call from the director. One more time. Come on. CG, there we go. A little late.
Ready to
dissolve
camera three.
Okay, is that camera one? Camera one, can you pan to the right, please? A little more.
Good thing is, now again, notice how we are a little behind schedule. Director's still trying to catch up, getting a little quicker to still going. But notice here, no one's really jumping cues. We're not taking this and taking that because the switcher feels, oh, we should already be on this one. None of that's happening. So yes, it is slow and methodical. But I'm just being very mindful of what they need to do. I'm not going to do it until I'm told. That's what we want right now. So roll VTR is your tape op. Get the weather maps going. May have rolled it a little early because he's still a little slow on the delivery, on the toss. And?
Roll VTR. Take effect, my cue. Fall in.
Okay. Now, what I like there, again, was there dead air? Yes. But what I liked there was that it wasn't anything like this, and sometimes we get this where the sports says, okay, that's it for me to send it over to weather. Okay? The director never said stretch it out. Okay? But what happens once in a while, we get three camera operators doing this on their own. Okay? No one did that. Good. Okay? We didn't have the weather saying, okay, well, he just tossed me, so let me just start talking. No, I didn't talk because you weren't cued. The floor director didn't cue because you weren't told to cue. Okay? Now, if that were to happen, then all of a sudden we got someone talking, we still got sports on, the director gets more confused. And again, it doesn't look the best right now, but this is the process that we're trying to be. You got to be aware of, hey, I'm not going to start talking until I'm cue. Floor director, I'm not going to cue until I hear my cue. Switcher, I'm not going to take the auto train, I'm not going to auto trans or dissolve or take weather until I'm told to. So if we have dead air, I'd rather have that right now And everyone just be very consistent with what they're doing and wait till the cues come. Because the directors are always the last ones to catch up, as you can see here. Sometimes we're on, sometimes we're a little off. And that's okay. Starting off. Okay. Good shot, though. We got more of a mid to wide shot. Maybe, the Irish should be probably bumped up a little bit more.
No.
Visually, now maybe it looked good today.
Camera three should tail two.
Now, camera three is going to shoot tail two. That's a close up. And if not, camera two, you stay on the two shot because we may need you. And I think there was maybe one show last week where we needed to have the mom and dad story on camera two. It worked out really well. The floor director was there.
All right, close up shot of camera three.
Camera two, stay on the two.
Ready,
shot.
Camera three.
Can you sit up straight for the talent? All right.
Take three. Mike, here. Front
end. Not a bad shot. Could you tighten that up a little bit more? But again.
Ready, camera two.
And again, good job, director. Recalling the commands, but if you see the wrong ID, just spot out.
Camera two, four shot.
Ready, camera two on four shot.
Four shot, please.
Okay, it looks like our audio is still up on VCR. Audio, remember, dump the mics. Or not dump the mics, but dump the VCR.
Ready, dissolve, camera two.
Okay, dissolve is an auto trans.
All right, ready.
Alright, lights, please, to be good. One thing to kind of keep in mind here, too, audio, it's concentration to the end. Okay. Main thing here is this monitor right here, you don't want to look at when the director says, okay, ready to fade to black end of the show in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You want to have your hand on the VTR level. That's number 11. Okay. And you're watching either this monitor or, better yet, that one there. Don't look at this one here because this one's not going to disappear. This is the frame store, so the tape op can see everything they're doing. This is not going to fade out. Okay. So you're really looking at programming. So when you see the video fade out, you're going to have a nice fast fade out on the tape. Okay. And then pause recording that roll here on the record side.
Are you talking about tape person or audio right now?
We're talking audio right now. Okay. So basically when you hear the director say ready to fade, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then fade to black, you want to see on program, okay, we're fading out, a quick fade out of the audio. Okay. And then over here they would pause record that, which is on the tape. Okay. Any questions on that? Okay, so just kind of getting back into the swing of things here just a little bit. See, a couple other things just want to make mention. The only other thing I had, floor director, just make sure the countdown, camera two, watch the lights. And just make sure that tilt lock is unlocked for cameras as well during the course of the show, just in case we need to move you on air. Okay? If you don't see any of that. Bless you. One other thing, too, on stretches. Okay, we tell you to stretch. We need everyone's attention, because what happens is when we tell folks to stretch things out, what happens is, talent, on a couple occasions, talent did a great job. But then what happened is we have switcher kind of looking, engineers looking to see what's happening. Again, guys, you got to focus on your job because we need you. So now we got this straightened out. Okay, great. Now we need you, and then you're watching the show. So now we got to continue to stretch because your attention span was 2 seconds. So it's hard. It's easy to kind of get caught up in that, but you just have to be very, very mindful, okay? And I know how easy that is because I've been doing this for a long time. And there's still times on camera where, for whatever reason, you're on camera and your mind's drifting. And for, sorry. You know what I mean? Or, you're watching something else when you should be watching your viewfinder, especially during commercial breaks. Sometimes the 30-second commercial breaks for you, 10 to 37 seconds, and you're still in commercial break mode. So you drift it off when it's easy to do. Okay. So I can't sit up here and say it never happens to me. We just got to be very mindful. Just pay attention. So if we do need to stretch things out, let's just say, for example, four shot. It's like, oh, my God, the clothes isn't ready now. All right, stretch them out. All four mics should be up. So obviously, number one now. So talk. We're going to stretch. Floor director's going to stretch and stretch. And then once you see, okay, we got the tape ready. Okay, what we're going to do is roll tape, music under, ready VTR, give them a wrap. Don't just rip them off the air. Okay, give them a wrap. Hopefully they see that. Give them a few seconds to just kind of, okay, yeah, ha, ha, ha. I say, oh, yeah, okay, that's it for us. We'll send it back. We'll see you back at 11 o'clock. All right. Take VTR up. We'll dump the mics. Worked out perfectly. Everyone's on the same page. Okay? So just a couple things to kind of keep in mind. Remember, there's only one floor director out there. So you're the only one stretching, you're the only one, you know, strap or speed or whatever the case is. You don't want a four-camera operator, three-camera operator doing the same thing. So. Okie doke. Any other questions before we get going? Okay, we'll try to get one show in before the break, and we're going to get some white balancing done, too. That's Brian Childs, Chris Clark, Trey, Zach, Brandon Sampson, and Jeremy. Okay. Let's see who's here so I know how many we got. That will affect that here. Brian's here. Chris is here. Trey's here. Zach is here, correct? Brandon's here, right? Brandon? No, Brandon. Okay. How about Sampson? He's here. And Jeremy? Okay, what we're going to do, guys, we're going to get everyone in position. And then for Brian, Chris, Trey, Zach, and Samson, we'll get you up here to white balance cameras real quick. One other thing, too, here, guys. Group A, I'm going to give you plenty of time to get the show going. So get in position. We're going to give you the 10 minutes, or probably a little bit more, because we've got a few extra things going on. The plan here at this particular point would be this. Group B, okay, we're going to have a 10 o'clock crew call. 10:10 is your show time, okay? So you'll have the 10 minutes in between, and then what's going to happen at that particular point, we're going to have probably give Group A one more opportunity for that 10 minutes between, and then from there, we're just going to go 5 minutes, okay? So what that means is we're going to have about every quarter hour, 10:30, 10:45, 11, 11:15, 11:30, we're going to have those show times. Crew calls 5 minutes before, they'll have everything on the board. Now what that entails for you guys is keep in mind, you don't just have 5 minutes. Because if a show is going to start at 10:30, it probably ends around 10:36, 10:37. Your crew call time is 10:40, okay? So if you're here at 10:40, you got 5 minutes, but you probably could be here an extra minute or two early, which ideally gives you still about six and a half, 7 minutes between shows to get stuff ready. So the earlier you're here, the better, all right? So if you look at 10:40 crew call, be here at 10:30 now, okay? Know a position, and the key here is, guys, for talent, just get out there, get money done. Very first thing we want to do is get mic checks. If we're getting mic checks before your crew call, maybe not getting them done, but at least we're starting them. Awesome. Okay? So the main thing is be aware of 5 minutes. I don't think it's going to be an issue, but keep in mind, if there's questions on the bridge and you got questions and we're, you know, time's creeping up on us, I'll try to get in as much as possible, but we still want to make sure we're hitting those deadlines. We're still trying to get those questions asked. If I don't get them all answered, you know, we can talk afterwards. Okay? After class or whatever it is. Okay? So let me get a here from people who are here. And of course, if you're not here, don't sing. Jeremy is not here. How about Mike? Yep. Mike, Mark? Here. David H?
Here.
Barry?
Here.
Juana L?
Here.
Juana is here? Oh, you are here. Oh my God. That was premature of me. Sorry about that. You're an awesome spot anyway. Minnie?
Here.
Christian?
Here.
Uriah?
Here.
Mercy? Alicia?
Here.
Paul?
Here.
Kate S?
Here.
Akeisha?
Here.
Katie B?
Here.
Eric B?
Here.
Aaron B?
Here.
Shane B?
Here.
Marcus?
Here.
Chris C?
Here.
Zach?
Here.
Samson?
Here.
Brandon? Okay. Okay, let's see here. Mark Frankhouse, we have an assistant director opening if you want that.
All right.
All right. Let's take care of that one. Let's see. Naraya. We have a floor director opening if you want that one.
That's great.
All right. And it looks like everyone else. You guys are farthest away from those particular. Okay. All right, so here's the deal. It is 9:19. White balancers, we'll get you going here. What we're going to try to do is, I'm going to go green. Green. All right. So, of course, you know what crew call is. It's right now. Right now. All right, and then we'll go showtime 9:40. This over here will be 10 o'clock. And after this green, this green's weak. I like darker green. This green's weak. It's a bad marker. But we're going to go with something like this, 10 o'clock crew call, 10:10 showtime. And then once we get to the 10:30 mode, we should be in 5 minutes between these. Okay? Is that like playing, man? Okay. Oh, by the way, Brandon C. is not here. I was going to say, okay, keep in mind, I got one group because you're in 44. Long story short, basically one group is always going to be having one extra person. So... But I'm not even explaining it. Brandon's not even here, so it doesn't even affect. So, never mind. So, there's always going to be one person that may swing from group to group until if we happen to lose one of them. So, never mind. Just go. All right, just go. All right, group A, let's get position. White man, let's get up there.